We walk past a verdigris-covered statue while she considers this. You have another agenda for coming here, she says finally. My guts feel cold. Yes, I admit. I've been dreading this moment. Well, unexpectedly, she reaches out and takes my hand. I assume you're prepared for the shit to hit the fan, right? All feco-ventilatory intersections are covered, they assure me. They? She shrugs uncomfortably. This was their idea. I glance around, keeping a vague eye on the other wanderers in the park. A couple of elderly pensioner types, a kid on a skateboard, that's about it. Of course, that doesn't mean we aren't being tailed. A raven that's had its central nervous system hijacked by a demonic imperative, a micro-UAV cruising silent 100 meters overhead with cameras focused. But at least you can do something about human tradecraft, as opposed to the esoteric or electronic kinds. They're not keen on letting whoever's tracking you get a chance to say, third time lucky, I try to explain. This is a setup. We're on friendly territory, and if anyone tries to grab you, I'm not the only one on your case. That's nice to know. I look at her sharply, but she's got her innocent face on, the absent-minded professor musing over a theorem rather than focusing on the world, the flesh, and the devils of Interpol's most wanted list. You never did tell me about the Thresher, I comment as we cross the road to the museum. Oh, what? The submarine? I didn't think you were interested. Huh. I lead her along the side of the building instead of climbing the steps, and I keep an eye open for the side entrance I'm looking for. Of course I'm interested. I was kidding, you know. She flashes me a grin. Wanted to see if it would make you pull your finger out. You spooks are just so focused. There's a blank door set between two monolithic granite slabs that form one flank of the museum. I rap on it thrice, and it opens inward automatically. There's a camera in the ceiling of this entrance tunnel. Unwanted visitors will not be made welcome. What is this? Mo asks. Hey, that's the first secret door I've seen. Nah, it's just the service entrance, I say. The door closes behind us, and I lead her forward, round a bend, and up to the security desk. Howard and O'Brien from the laundry, I say, placing my hand on the counter. The booth is empty, but there are two badges waiting on the counter, and the door ahead of us opens anyway. Welcome to the archive, says a speaker behind the counter. Please take your ID badges and wear them at all times except when visiting the public galleries. I take them and pass one to Mo. She inspects it dubiously. Is this solid silver? What's the language? This isn't Dutch. It probably came from Indonesia. Don't ask, just wear it. I pin mine on my belt, under the hem of my t-shirt. It doesn't need to be visible to human guards, after all. Coming? Yeah,